Zelda Working Title Podcast is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to episode 51 of Zelda Working Title Podcast. I'm your host, Adam, and here with me today we've got Matt, Alex, and Nick.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Hey.
We're good.
I'm not good.
Matt's sick.
You're not? No, Matt's sick.
I've been sick for like 3 weeks.
It's probably you caught something on the airplane.
No, probably like SARS. I've had a sinus infection for like 3 weeks, and it's like I'll be sick for 3 days, and then it will go into remission for a couple days, and then it comes back. And it manifests itself in a different way every time. And this time it's a cough, so.
Is it like evil spirits just kind of pop out of your nose?
Yeah. Well, we moved into a haunted house. Since last podcast, Nick and I have moved into our own house. It's a four-bedroom house.
Very nice.
Completely unfurnished. Bare.
Just the way we like it.
we sleep on bearskin rugs.
Only bearskin
rugs. Of course.
Tandem bearskin rugs.
You two are completely bare.
Yeah, we sleep on the bearskin rugs,
and we give
each other bearskin rubs.
Yeah. And, yeah, that's what's pretty much going on in my life.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Nice.
I've been testing more
Alex,
video games.
What?
Is there anything interesting you've been doing?
I've been trying to make a virus.
Really? That sounds...
I think I caught it. It's a version of the AIDS virus.
Really?
Yeah, we're trying to...
Why do we need more AIDS? What are you...
Are you inventing super AIDS?
No.
Alex...
Okay, that's good.
I'm trying to graduate, and the last piece of my project involves making a virus and then injecting it into a mouse eye.
Don't...
That's terrible.
Fuck the mice.
It's supposed to heal the mice.
So wait, you go to a school where you're not allowed to graduate until you've invented a new form of AIDS?
It's a version of it. So basically they took out it's called a lentivirus. You basically take out the AIDS portion of it and put your gene instead.
Huh,
and
interesting.
So it infects cells and it expresses basically it incorporates the DNA into the genome and then expresses it. Huh. So that AIDS infects you as a retrovirus, right? It's RNA and whatever. In any case, I'm making a virus.
What's weird is that Alex goes to a community college.
In New Jersey. This is a common thing in New Jersey.
Yeah.
It's making AIDS.
They teach you AIDS.
Yeah, they just...
AIDS 101.
And this is for English class.
Okay. Well, let's talk about games. Have we been playing anything recently? Somebody? Anybody?
Go ahead.
I beat Modern Warfare, and I beat Modern Warfare 2.
Congratulations. You played two of the most overrated games of all time.
They are overrated. They're fun, and the stories suck.
Yeah.
I was really disappointed with the story.
Modern Warfare 1, it starts off okay and gets worse as the game goes on.
Is 2 the one where it starts off where you're killing civilians?
Yeah.
That was like probably the worst. It was the worst... Number one, it's not really... I don't know why it was controversial, other than the fact that you don't have to kill the civilians, but you can't kill the terrorists.
Yeah, you lose.
You lose. You cannot shoot your buddy. So I was just shooting the floor for like 20 minutes. And then the cops came.
All he heard was whoop, whoop, whoop. Yeah, that game sucks. Don't play it. Don't play it.
I wish it wouldn't be too hard to like improve on like the idea or the story because it's a fun game when you get to play. But you know why couldn't you just be Task 141 doing various missions?
Well,
and follow maybe have 4 different campaigns, each campaign following a different person rather than jumping back and forth one mission to the other.
I don't know. I feel like those games come out so fast and there's so many of them that. I'm worn out of that style of shooter.
Mm.
I think it's because I haven't played a new one in such a long time.
Yeah.
Not since
a new what?
Call of Duty style game.
Oh, okay.
Black Ops is the same way. It's like if Black Ops had been released, or Modern Warfare 2, if any of these had been released years away from each other, they would be fun. But when they release them every year...
So this is just, like, more of the same?
Yeah, it's more... It's all more of the same.
Okay.
They're very minor changes.
Well, I mean, that's kind of where we are in games right now. In any kind of media, actually.
That's not true. That's where...
It feels like
that's
it.
That's where the big studios put their money. But at the same time, for the first time in almost 20 years, small studios really have a chance to make money and... with the Xbox Live Marketplace, so it's not like that's the only way to do it.
Hmm.
But they're not. And I don't know how sustainable is that market?
Which market? The EA style?
The indie market?
Yeah, I mean, is it really going to? I guess the Behemoth is still in business, but they haven't released a game in how long? Right,
two years, but they don't have to.
And they have a new one coming out.
When it's a company of three people, you don't have to make a game every year.
You have investors and you have other sources. You have to have a source of income of some sort. There's got to be some sort of product to some degree.
Prostitution.
Or a part-time job. Or I really don't know.
No, people continuously buy that game. It's a very popular Xbox Live game. Same with Braid.
And there's all sorts of DLC for it. And they sell t-shirts and stuff like that.
I mean, I really don't think that's unsustainable. Indie games seem like a very viable market. And I don't really see it going away. I don't know how it would.
I just don't want them making these big... I'm sort of sick of the sequels. You know, for an adventure game, I can understand the levels are different enough. Like, platforming games are often different enough that you can have a sequel every year or so. But shooters are very similar to one another for the most part. Especially, like, the Call of Duty style game is very similar.
You shoot things,
you're in the first person, you're in the desert or the jungle or the urban environment.
Yeah.
Or in a space marine mine kind of thing.
What's annoying about that is that they put so much focus on multiplayer that the stories are often really underwhelming and
like
really
a
short.
Game.
But that's the other disappointing thing, right? Because multiplayer for a first-person shooter doesn't change all that much. The mechanics stay the same for the most part. They change some of the types of play, but when you get down to it, team deathmatch is what most people are going to play. Or what do they call it for Halo? Slayer?
Right? Yeah.
They're going to call... That version of play is always going to be the predominant type of play that most people are going to be doing.
Yeah, they're even putting that into Gears 3. They're adding a deathmatch style.
There wasn't one before.
No, well, there was just like I don't know what you really call it, but where when you die, you die.
You're out of the
you
round.
Spawn at the next round.
Oh, okay. So now you just there's
well,
like
there,
a respawn
yeah, there,
timer.
Well, there's a new version of like a. Of a team deathmatch where you respawn, but like each team has like 20 respawns that you're allowed to use.
Oh, what game uses that?
That's going to be in Gears 3.
A lot of games.
But there are other games that use it.
But, I mean, the weird thing
Halo
is...
Halo uses it, okay.
Is first-person shooters, like, really got their start on PCs. And PC gamers have this totally different mindset where it's... You play a first-person shooter for 10 years, or you play StarCraft for 10 years. Like, console gamers... Like, I know so many people who play multiplayer console games who just, like, they play until the next big one comes out. Like, they're like, I play Modern Warfare.
Not even that long, though.
No, I don't even mean like, in that series. I mean the next big game to come out. So it's like, oh yeah, I played Modern Warfare 2. Until Battlefield Bad Company 2 came out, and then I switched to Black Ops, and then I switched to Homefront, and it's just like, they keep changing, and it's just a really weird environment.
And then if you don't get the game, as soon as it comes out, I mean, not only are you, like, way far behind in terms of experience, but, like, by the time you get it, nobody's even playing it anymore.
Right. And, except for the super hardcore people. And it's so different from, like, a game like Counter-Strike, where you can still hop on. You can even play Counter-Strike 1.6, which came out in, like, 1998. And there's still people playing it.
There's plenty of people mm-hmm. playing
it. And not only just old veterans, there's still new people playing it. And you can still do stuff. I don't know. It just, it's weird to me that's like the predominant online gamer on consoles is the people who do that.
Well, do you think if, like, more, let's just stick with first-person shooters, do you think if more of those came out for PC, we would see, like, more of the console mentality with that?
No, I doubt it. Why not? We had that happen with the PC for years, right? Yeah. We had repeatedly have big games come out with strong multiplayers, but then there
but
have been
you had single... You had your people who played Quake and your people who played Unreal and your people who played whatever. It wasn't a lot of abandoning one game for the other. It was you find the game you like and play that for a long time.
And the style of play between, say, Quake versus Counter-Strike is very different. If you compare those two first-person shooters, the style of play is a lot... The pacing is a lot different, and the strategies are a lot different. And Matt's right. In terms of most of the console FPSs, that difference doesn't seem to exist too much. I mean, Gears is probably the most different out of all the rest of the bunch.
Yeah, Gears is completely different.
Haven't been many copycats of Gears.
Yeah.
The rest of them have been mostly run and gun. Right? Because I guess it might be partly like the controls lend itself to be that way. Yeah. It's very hard to really be...
Halo's pretty different from Call of Duty.
Yeah, Halo's cool. It's more akin to like an old PC shooter. But I think when the Battlefield series got really popular... I'm sorry. I'm dying. That influenced, I think, a lot of Call of Duty multiplayer things. Because it seems like less and less games are actually about level design, like the multiplayer maps. And just about, like, making a huge wide-open space with a couple things to hide behind. And they always look really nice. But I just miss... I miss that style of game where you had, like, actual levels. Like, Gears...
It might also be just the culture behind how those games are. I mean, something like Counter-Strike has always been heavily developed, or heavily community-based. People make levels. There's no map pack that you have to buy. You essentially can make a bunch, like Day of Defeat was a mod. Counter-Strike was originally a mod.
Yeah.
And you can make levels for that mod. So people essentially surround an entire community around a game that's been made by people who've played the game, not by the original developers. You can't make levels for, like, say, COD 4 or Modern Warfare 2 on the console, right? No. There's no developers to it. It's all on the developers. So I don't know if it's partly it's just consumerism. You know, people are buying more packs rather than people are actually putting in the time to make new maps. And whatever maps become popular, the rest of them sort of get weeded out.
So do you think, that community, like, I don't know, I guess affects the longevity of people playing games on PC?
Right.
Rather than, going from one to the other?
I think so. I think there's a degree of it.
I mean, I don't think it's only that, though. I think it's a different type of gamer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, more people play console games than play PC games. And if you think about it, the people who can afford PCs and gaming PCs are a completely different crowd than the people who can afford consoles. So they're after a different experience. And
I think part of the community building thing also, I mean, the fact that you have to there's a degree of a knowledge base that you sort of need as a PC gamer. You have to be able to find these communities to really thrive in the online world. For a console, it's very mm-hmm. convenient. For better or for worse, it's very convenient. You plug it in, you play after you pay the $50 fee. But there's nothing in between the plugging and playing. For PC,
so you're saying on PC you need to find forums and stuff.
No, it's not like
that.
I
think that's how it was originally formed to begin with.
And no, also, how many times when you're playing Halo or Call of Duty do you find a good player and try to, friend him? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like, I mean, I know because I used to play Counter-Strike all the time. Like, I got into a server because I did good on that server. And then I got into a clan, like, and that server was run by a clan. Got into their clan. And I know, like, we would, when people were good, then we'd try to, like, get them to join our clan. And that's how it worked. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't happen. You don't, there's not much interaction, especially because the PC style of game was you join a server and you stay in that server as long as you want, unless you're kicked or something. The console version is you join, you do a quick match, you play with people, and then you're booted out into a completely different random set of people. And again, I'm not judging that. I'm not saying it's bad or worse, but it's definitely different. I like it less, personally.
I'm not a fan of matchmaking at all.
Mostly because,
yeah,
I mean, the types of people who play these games that I've run into, I hardly ever run into, like, a cool...
The same people.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is when it was servers, when people made their own servers and clans had their own servers, like, that's any PC game. Quake was the same way, Unreal Tournament was the same way. Then you knew who was on that server, and you'd see the same names over and over, and you'd get to know these people, and if you had a microphone, you could talk to them, or you just talk to them through chat. And that has completely gone away. Like, it was even more prevalent in the Gears 1 days, because that was before that was so Xbox had the party chat feature.
Yeah, party chat has ruined any sort of community.
Yeah, you can't build a community party chat, because everyone just gets into party chat with their friends. And, I mean, I do too, because I don't want to talk to the people that I meet anyway, usually.
It's funny, like, whenever... I mean, I don't do it as much as I used to, but whenever I used to play Halo, like, you know... I mean, I guess I played, you know, Halo and Unreal Tournament on PC for the longest time, so this is kind of the mentality that I was used to, you know, typing to people, telling them what to do, telling them where I was, and just, you know, organizing things. And so, going on to Xbox and doing that, you know, I'm trying to talk to people, see where they are, what they're doing, tell them what I'm doing, you know, I have the flag, help me, help me.
Nobody cares.
But, you know,
yeah, nobody
cares. Right, exactly.
I mean, it's funny because...
I mean, not only that, I mean, you know, either people don't have mics, so they can't communicate, or they are in party chat, so, you know, you can't, they can't even hear you.
But it's funny because
in terms of forming a party like that, there's no emotional investment to you also, right? Like just Matt, like Matt has said, you don't get to know anybody. If you don't get to know anybody, even at one the most remote sense.
At one point you did.
I remember
in Gears of One and when... When Gears of War 1 was out, I met a few people that are still on my friends list that I played with regularly. And even when Halo 3 first came out, there were those two guys. I don't remember what their gamer tags were.
Oh, yeah.
Like, one guy was like a dad. It was like,
no, that was Gears. All the people we met on Xbox Live were through Gears.
Yeah. Gears 1 was great because of the way the multiplayer system worked. People would join your game, and if they wanted to continue playing with you, they could.
Yeah, Gears of 1... Why do I keep saying that? Gears of War 1 used the server...
It was great.
Method of PC gaming. You created your own server, and then too many people bitched that hosts had advantage, like with shotguns.
It did not exist.
Even if it did, really, it was that bad that it stopped everyone from enjoying the game, apparently. And also...
because of Halo's success.
Halo's matchmaking success, they took that away, and they replaced it with the most broken matchmaking ever.
Yeah.
But that's the
they have dedicated servers in 3. I hope they bring back the custom server.
Do they?
Yeah, they have dedicated servers for Gears 3.
Who are they run by?
I think Epic Games. I'm not really sure who's running it, but they basically Gears of War 2 was such a clusterfuck at launch. The multiplayer mode, like seriously, they have been done with the multiplayer mode on Gears 3 for a long time now, and been in a closed beta for months.
Really?
Yes, and then they're opening up the public beta real soon.
The 25th, I think.
Yeah, I think it's earlier for people who bought the like Epic edition of Bulletstorm or whatever, and then later pre-order people can get in. But there was recently like a dev diary that went up where they were all basically saying Gears of War 2 at launch was a broken mess, and we lost a lot of dedicated fans, and they totally did. I stopped playing that game because of that, and it was so broken and so messed up. that they're trying their best to win back all their fans, and hopefully they'll bring back the custom custom game types again.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope, but also, I mean, you can't do that in any other first-person shooter. And they even took away that ability in the PC versions of Call of Duty. You can't make custom servers anymore.
Are you serious?
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Big outrage over Modern Warfare 2, where PC gamers felt like they were betrayed.
There's no dedicated servers.
What?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I don't understand what the benefit for the studio is in doing that.
Because, I mean, they wouldn't have to pay if it's peer-to-peer, right?
Right. Which is how a lot... I mean, they have dedicated servers to list the games, like to list the game types and stuff, but people actually, you know, buy servers and run servers.
Right.
To do, like, that's how it always was on old PC games.
Right.
So, I don't know.
It looked like also Infinity had planned to have it set up so they would be able to do it. So it seems to be an Activision move.
It's the publishers. It's the publishers for.
So
I'm sure
it's Activision again. Yeah. Activision's the publisher. Activision actually said they told Infinity, "You're not doing this." They're telling it's on the publisher, it's
right?
On
and
Activision.
I mean, the publishers are really the people. As much as the game developers develop the games, the publishers dictate how we receive the games and how we end up experiencing the games. And that's, it's for reasons they'll be like, oh, well, if you can't do dedicated servers, then, like, it decreases piracy. We can, so nobody's, like, running, nobody can cheat, or, they have, like, so many excuses like that. But the real reason why they like to do things like that is so they have control of when they can shut off the game.
And make you buy the new one.
That's a good point.
Yeah. It's the same thing EA does, which I just learned today that in their sports games, if you buy them used, you can't even play them online. You have to, like, redeem
the newer ones, right?
Yeah, it's a new thing that they're starting.
But they drop support for those after a year anyway.
Yeah, well, the new one comes out, you can't play online.
I thought you could go online and get, like, a new, like, code to activate the used game.
You have to buy it.
Yeah, you have to buy it.
Which...
Right, but I mean that equals,
but that's
of the new game.
No, that's ridiculous. You paid.
It is ridiculous. Yeah,
you already paid for the game. The assumption is when you pay for the game, you get the online with it. That's what it's been traditionally.
Right, but the publisher doesn't want. You know, they don't get money from used games, so they want some kind of money.
Which is fine in a way.
It's fine.
It's justified
from, like,
for
their
them.
Perspective.
It's
right.
Justified. It's justified, but.
It's ridiculous.
If the market dictates it, it is ridiculous. If the market really wants to dictate it, don't fucking buy the new Madden.
Right.
I'm dead serious.
No, I know.
This is something we said last. This is something I said last year and 2 years ago. This is something I fucking repeatedly said over and over again. You're buying.
Weren't
the same
you listening,
fucking,
publishers?
No, seriously. I mean, you buy the same fucking game every year. They change the names. They have to change the game a little bit, so they change.
They don't change the name. They change the number.
What, the players?
No, I mean, like...
They change the names
Madden
of the players.
No, he means
two,
they
change
the names of the players. There's new rosters.
They change the names of the players.
Oh, okay.
They change the names of the players, right? That's a data file.
Sure. Yeah, you could
that's
update
a data
game.
File. You could update a game.
In the beginning, I don't know if the 2K Sports series still does this, but they allowed you to just download new rosters.
Nice.
And it's going to get to a point if somebody figures out.
But 2K doesn't have the NFL license anymore, do they?
No, but they have NBA, I think.
Yeah.
And their NBA games are better anyway.
It seems like any time you have something like a dedicated server, it promotes community building. It promotes some sort of building of friends. In a weird way, you can create friends. The way you guys describe Gears. How you have, if you guys like the players you're playing with and they stick around, that leads to a better chance that you're going to end up contacting said person.
Right. And it's yeah, really easy.
And I remember hanging out on the day before the Wii launched playing Gears of War with people I had met online, and we were all talking about where we were going to go buy the Wii and stuff like that. I mean, you don't have that, I mean, anymore. I mean, there's nobody... there's no community left on Xbox Live.
No, Xbox.
You have to already be part of a community, basically.
Yeah, right. Basically, all those friends that you met, you, yeah, you don't, right. You don't meet anybody on there anymore.
Well, right. It's just, and it's crazy. Game,
yeah, and by locking stuff out like that, especially with, I mean, yeah, Xbox Live's community is dead too, but with getting rid of dedicated servers in Call of Duty, you have an entire community of your players and your customers who bought the game who are saying fuck Activision. Like, everybody that you've sold your game to hates you. Like,
yeah, but they still buy your game.
What does it matter?
Exactly.
People are still buying the game. I mean, it's the chump gamers that are sort of, you know, they're bitching about it, but hey, who the fuck cares? We're going to still buy the next one.
And
we're too stupid. We're too stupid as a community to not buy the next game.
Yeah, and it is stupidity. There's such a high level of ignorance as to how the market works within like the gaming community. People just don't understand the way anything works.
Well, not only do they not understand...
I don't know if it's ignorance. It's just willingness to not buy the games.
It might be. It's a little bit of... I think it's actually... I'm tending to go more towards ignorance just because people,
really?
Because people like to bitch a lot online.
And people don't understand if they don't go out and buy the new Black Ops that...
They're not going to do this again.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, you make a statement by not purchasing something.
Right. Democracy exists with money.
Look at APB. Nobody wanted to play that fucking game, and it's dead.
Yeah.
or look at like a Guitar Hero and Rock Band are dead in the water right now.
Oh, they're dead.
You have
saturated.
We haven't heard any.
Yeah, they oversaturated that market by releasing multiple titles a year.
And part of the ignorance has to do with you don't hear about the fall. You just don't hear about it anymore.
Yeah.
You just hear
Harmonix is one that you heard about because it was sold for $20 or something like that.
Well, but the other thing is that people, and I mean, people have this problem. It's a problem that's you have to put in time to learn about these things, obviously, and so they're ignorant of like the difference between publishers and developers, and often games are it feels like they do that on purpose. So like the first logo you see will always be EA, when it's like how much did EA put this game out? Sure, but the other thing is people like. Okay,
well, EA taught us that we need to challenge everything.
Yeah, they challenge everything.
And they taught us that it's in the game.
They did.
Yeah, so just remember that.
But also, I mean, I was just talking to people at my work who I work with the biggest fucking retards in the world. And just, they're like, oh, yeah. Like this is a guy at my work. Oh, man. I hope they come out with a new MMO. Who? Blizzard? No, I mean, just like, I hope they come out with a new one. I'm like, who comes out with a new one? I don't know. I hope they come out with a new one. And I'm just like, okay? I hope they invent, I don't know, real 3D sex games. But that's not happening until next generation. I got the inside scoop. I mean, the whole point is that a lot of people just don't get that games aren't made by just like a mass of people who just self-publish games or just throw them out there in the ether. And like publishers are talked about, like, you know, people who talk about how Activision makes Call of Duty, they don't. They own Call of Duty and they make their companies that they publish for make more Call of Duty games, but they don't. There's no in-house Activision people making Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm. But the culture of gaming, and we touched upon this, the culture of console gaming in particular, it seems completely based on consumerism. People want something new. I sound fucking social. They want something new immediately.
They want something new is because that's what we've become used to. And a studio, I'm sure, would rather have a title out that could last 5 years on the market before releasing a new one. But the thing is that there's so much competition and everybody's going to be releasing a new shooter. Like, EA was trying to combat Activision by releasing their new modernized version of Medal of Honor. And so, I mean, there's so much competition between publishers.
But even then, it's gotten to a point where we know that the quality between both of those shooters are going to be subpar. There's going to be a point that you're going to be like, do I really need to get the next one?
That's the thing is, we know
but
this.
But people still are.
Yeah.
Well, right.
The four of us know this for a fact. I mean, I don't remember the last time I bought a new first-person shooter game. And I've boycotted the Call of Duty franchise since I rented 4.
Yeah. I remember
that. Also, the most disappointing thing was when Matt said his friend wanted a new MMO.
No, it was right? My friend. No, not my fucking friend.
Yeah. All right, your coworker. But think of the meaning of that. He wants a new massive multiplayer.
Yeah,
right.
It takes years.
He doesn't get it.
He doesn't understand that there's countless ones released.
Yeah, he doesn't get. He's just like, well, I want something
that,
to.
Are you going to play every MMO that's out there? You're going to have to spend untold amount of time.
Yeah, it's basically
an immense amount of time
to
build up your character to begin with.
I don't want to generalize, but I think that the majority of the gaming community sees video games like a $60 movie. Like, oh man, it's great. I want to buy that.
Just like a one-time
experience. I'm going to enjoy this. This is great. I can't wait till the next one comes out. Can't wait till next Friday.
Right. Like, well, I mean, but I think that's a problem that's, you know, that is not... Nothing is done to change, like...
I mean, what can be done?
What I mean, I'm trying to say, like, Kotaku, gaming media, I'm sorry, I couldn't remember, like, gaming media, blogs, and sites, and reviews treat games the same way, and I think there's a problem with a lot of critics and gaming critics that just don't take things very professionally, and don't treat video games like any other art form. Like, they don't treat them like, when a new album comes out, you know, you get a new album by whatever artist you like. Like, let's say, Black Eyed Peas. You're just like, oh man, Black Eyed Peas, tonight's going to be a good night. This is a great song. Everyone should hear this song. And you never read in like a music review. At least, I don't know, maybe other things are like this that I just don't read. But you never read a music review or a movie review that is just like, unless the movie's bad. But they're never just like, well, this one's good. I can't wait to see what they do with the next one. Because it's just like, well, what about this one? This one just came out. Yeah. Can't we enjoy this one for a while? And I feel like that's all I ever read about video games is the day the game comes out. It's like, is there going to be a sequel? How soon are they going to come out with the next one? Is there going to be DLC soon? We're so bored of this game that just was released 24 minutes ago. And it's just ridiculous. I mean, and that's why I think a lot of things get rushed, and then people end up getting disappointed by games that they clamor for. Like, I'm sure that happened with Dragon Age 2, is they felt they need to do something to appease the fans in a way.
Yeah,
and, but there are still studios that aren't going about it.
No,
at that rapid fire. Like Rockstar is releasing quality games.
Oh yeah,
when they want to release them.
Valve, Nintendo. Valve,
yeah, Nintendo does a fantastic job. Like, how long has it been since there was a new Zelda? Four or 5 years now?
4.5 years.
Yeah. So
2006.
I mean, they take their time and they release quality games.
But what's weird is that Nintendo's the leader. They're selling the
most,
and they are doing the opposite. But I guess they're not moving the most games.
And they don't necessarily need to move the most games.
No.
They're not really in a software competition.
They have to make enough money to make a profit. Right. That's what they need to do. As long as they can make a profit, if the company stays alive and does well.
They're not a software developer necessarily.
I mean, most of their profit, I'd imagine, comes from the Wiis.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, add-ons for the Wii.
I think
or, like, games specifically for the Wii, like Wii Play.
I also think that I don't think they're a publicly traded company, which also has a big thing to do with it, because a lot of publicly traded companies are run differently in terms of having to constantly appease the shareholders.
Yeah.
And ensuring that there's going to be something every quarter that's going to make them billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Mm.
They always have to make a prop. They always have to do better than they did the year before. But if you did so well the year before,
how do you
not even, how do you match that?
It's going to be great to see what happens to Activision when Call of Duty stops selling. Like, how are they going to respond to that?
Tony Hawk, Tony Hawk.
I had read somewhere that, I think it was on Kotaku, that Activision was basically surviving off of three series.
Yeah.
So World of Warcraft, Call of Duty, and probably the third one was Guitar Hero.
Here's Guitar Hero, yeah.
Yep.
And the question was, what happens when one or two of those games die, or they don't sell well for
Guitar
one cycle.
Hero's dead. But
Guitar Hero's dead, and Call of Duty's at least still there.
It's doing
well,
fine.
It's getting old. But
the last one sold better than ever. They always sell better than ever up to this point. But it can't always continue.
And what's going to happen? I mean, they're going to end up.
I think we'll start seeing backlash once the next title is announced, which will probably be E3.
How long since the last Gears game came out?
It was
3 years almost.
Three.
And then how long? Halo's been out.
Oh God!
Or maybe it was 2009.
About a year and a half.
No, I don't think it was nine
each.
Because it was like October or it was November of 2008.
Maybe yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Sounds right.
Because it was like a couple weeks after Fallout 3 came out, and that was October.
Because Microsoft could pull it off with its system, and Sony to a degree also, but I think Microsoft has been more successful with this,
this
generation. They don't have enough big name titles that they can sell one game, wait a couple months, and then sell another big name title. Wait another couple months, and then sell a different big name title. So they have enough different big name titles that they can keep on selling games for their system. Before they have to cycle back to the original game that they have to go back to.
Yeah, if Activision had more franchises that were successful, I don't think they'd
Microsoft
have to milk all of them to death.
Microsoft has a good stable of... they publish a good amount. Like, they have, like, Fable, Halo, of course.
I think they own Rare now, don't they?
Yeah, they own Rare. Whatever Rare does. Like, they have so many...
Rare just makes avatars now.
Yeah, Rare fucking pisses me off because they were making... They started making good... started making good games again, and then they made Avatar shit. Viva Pinata.
Well, they
great.
Did make Banjo Kazooie after the Avatars, though.
No, they didn't.
That was before. That was before the Avatars.
Yeah,
it was right. What? It was right before the Avatars.
Was it?
Yeah. It was before the big firmware update. Yeah.
Banjo Kazooie Nuts and Bolts is great. Viva Pinata, both of
awesome
them are
game.
Great. Cameo is actually really fun, surprisingly.
Did you guys see the... there was one guy who was working on like the Cameo sequel
before it got canceled,
and he put some stuff on his portfolio. Those are really nice models.
Yeah.
Wasn't there also Perfect Dark, a new sequel that was going to be made, and then they canceled it?
Yeah. That was going to be another
Was there?
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect Dark 1?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
It's a bummer that those games fell... like into that long development time thing where by the time it's actually released,
I have so many old ideas. I have a GameCube box with Cameo on it on the back.
Really?
Yeah.
I
have a launch title GameCube that has Cameo advertisements on the back of it.
I think Perfect Dark Zero
awesome.
As well.
Yeah.
Was on the GameCube boxes too.
It might have been.
But it's funny to me that these games, like, they don't, that well, more of them don't get abandoned. Like, Duke Nukem Forever is such a joke, but how does it stay afloat? Like, why, what's the point? Are people actually going to buy it?
Because of nostalgia.
No, I mean, people are going to buy it,
but more than any other title. And I think it's because
think
it's a joke at
just...
this point, and Gearbox was so successful with Borderlands that they could afford to buy it up and just release it. And I mean, I'm sure they have their fingers crossed that everybody's memories of Duke Nukem are going to want them to buy it, but it looks awful, and it looks, I don't know. From my point of view,
I think it just looks
too archaic in its sensibilities and stuff like that, where it just looks offensive without being tongue-in-cheek.
No, I don't really care about the offensiveness part. I just think as a game, it doesn't look
that,
like...
That as well, yeah.
It's bringing anything
I think
new.
The only reason people are going to buy it is because... like you said, you know, it is a joke now, and people just want to say, oh, hey, I have this game that was in development for, what, 15 years? And it's going to be a terrible game, but people, probably not a lot, but those few people who still, like, remember it are going to buy it.
They might as well profit from it as much as they can at this point, because
right,
otherwise they should have abandoned it long ago.
Yeah, right? And it's barely even the game that was announced. I mean, it's gone through
it's
so much.
It's just a
much.
New game with the same
character. Yeah, it's just got the same title.
Right, and I don't think, like, since the first Duke Nukem has come out, since that game's been in development, storytelling has come so far in video games and in first-person shooters that I wonder how much they've changed and if it's going to be able to compete even in that level. Like, even with a Call of Duty, which has a terrible story where they're all about, like, they took the Half-Life route of putting you in first person the whole time and, like, trying to get you really into the moment, but they forgot to write characters and make you care about anything that's happening.
They tried to surprise you.
No, man, they got that guy who's got a skull on his bandana.
Yeah. Well, no, all they do is, like, oh, man, people die in wars. It's like, no shit. Like, when a guy gets shot in a war, like, that's not surprising. It's different in, like,
an airport.
No, in the Half-Life 2. I guess I don't want to spoil anything for Half-Life 2 Episode 2. But
yeah, don't.
I mean, it's a lot different.
Let's put this. I was meaning to ask about Ghost, though. Also, now that Nick brought him up.
Yeah.
Because before I played the game, I got the impression, oh my god, you know, there's all these references to him in comic books, and just if you go onto a gaming website, people mention, oh, it sucks that he dies. So I played the game.
I didn't know he died.
I play the game, and I'm like, I don't really care about, like, this guy's not that cool. He doesn't do anything awesome. He's not really, there's nothing, there's nothing really to care about him. And then
that's how I felt about every character in Halo Reach. I didn't give a shit about whatever that Spartan team was called.
Yeah, but Halo Reach at least is fun.
Yeah, Halo Reach has more of a sort of fast-paced, sort of arcadey shooter.
And it doesn't take itself, or maybe it does, it takes itself pretty seriously, but it doesn't feel like, I really am tired of like games based on real wars, and or current modern times.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of video games that are taking place during wars that are still going. It just seems wrong.
No, it's a different war, it just looks exactly the same.
It's not
future war.
Right. And I mean,
not space
Halo
war.
is cool because it's a little different, and the like guns are different, and there's like power jetpacks and stuff.
Yeah,
they don't have that kind of stuff in Call of Duty.
No, of course not.
Yeah, but you know what they do have? Realistic throat slitting. And that's what games need.
Yeah, and realistic. Although skull fucking.
Although I did like not Halo. I did like being in the I did like being in the what the hell was that thing? The gunship. I don't know. You were in the gunship and you got to blow shit up.
Well, you said I thought you said banging at first. And I was okay. There was like a gunship.
You got to bang in a gunship.
That's cool.
That's heavy rain.
There's more and more of that in video games now.
That happens in Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah.
Otacon and what's her name? Bang in a helicopter.
I was wondering, like, halfway through Heavy Rain, when is Heavy Rain 2 going to come out, or are they going to release DLC?
Yeah. I know, you're so caught up in the game.
This game is fun, but I wonder what they're going to do with the next one.
Yeah, yeah. And I love that style of thinking because it helps me not enjoy anything I've purchased. Instant buyer's remorse because I'm like, wait, they're going to release a new one.
Just do what Telltale does and release them episodically.
Yeah.
Do you think there's going to be a bubble? Do you think this is just going to be, it's just going to collapse upon itself at some point?
I don't know if it's going to collapse so much as, I mean, just like everything, it's going to change. I think the video game industry, though, is moving really fast, that it will change way faster than a lot of other...
Yeah, it's insane to see how far it's come in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm. And like Matt said earlier, you know, the indie development community is really, really big now, and I think a lot of new stuff is coming from there really, really fast, and, you know, if something really, really good is published, and somebody says, oh my god, this is like the next great idea, you know, they're going to move towards that.
Yeah.
And I just think there's more chance of that happening now that so many
people are coming up
with so many new ideas.
Yeah, now that Kinect is a worldwide success and everybody's developing motion cameras now.
Yeah. You don't... I mean, the whole point is...
How are games selling, actually?
I don't know.
There aren't any. Oh, no, that's selling. Untrue. That's untrue. Michael Jackson's The Experience came out...
Ooh!
Recently. I think yesterday, maybe.
Is it a gimmick yet?
I have no
idea.
Oh,
no, that one, you don't really even need the Kinect. You just have to stand still, because it's his experience is now. You just play as Michael Jackson's
corpse.
You just meet... I want to make a pedophile joke, but it's wrong.
It's not wrong, Alex. It's okay. Yeah. Pedophilia is wrong.
He's a good man. No, he's a good man.
Was he?
He's dead, so it doesn't matter.
He was actually innocent.
Okay.
In any case.
Moving on.
I wish I could talk about some of the games I've played. But I
can we talk about achievements?
What?
Not yet.
I think we should. Skip news. Fuck news.
Wait, what was that that we were just talking about?
Yeah.
That wasn't a topic about market saturation?
No, well, that was...
No, that was just that was what Alex was playing.
Are you kidding
right
me?
Now. Haven't...
Oh, man. I went out to go grab a Hot Pocket and everything fell apart.
Yeah, but I don't know. Fuck the news. Fuck whatever. Nick, what have you been playing real fast?
Oh, I've been playing a lot. Oh, gosh. I have been playing...
Real fast. Just.
I was playing Ghosts and Goblins. I beat Ghosts and Goblins.
Did you beat it?
I got to the second place. Hold on. Got to the second playthrough, got all the way back to the final boss. My friend accidentally turned off my Wii, and we lost everything.
Oh, no.
20 hours of Ghosts and Goblins gone.
God.
I'm going to give it another shot, but right now I'm on a sabbatical. I don't need to play that for a little while.
Yeah.
But I've been playing Uncharted. I beat Uncharted 2 again for the third time.
Nice.
Just because I was really bored and our house was empty. And then I've been playing a lot of Halo Reach online. It's great.
Yeah, me too.
Cool.
But not talking to any strangers. So
Matt, same with you?
Yeah, I played Halo Reach online.
I feel like I played more, too.
That's about it. I played Free Realms on PS3. To do anything fun in that game, you actually have to pay. So, fuck free. They really lure you in with that free.
Isn't it called Pay Realms?
But the thing is, when you're poor, when you're living in the poor realms of real life, it's not like I'm going to pay for that.
Yeah.
It just means I'm not going to play it.
It's got a huge install base, but nobody's gotten past level 5.
Yeah.
All right, well, I've been continuing to play Pokemon White. I got Ridge Racer 3D.
How is it?
It's pretty fun. It's all right, you know. It's a lot of the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over.
I'm surprised Ridge Racer is still going. It must be popular
in
Japan.
It's in 3D now. That's how it's going.
What?
It's in 3D.
It's in 3D now.
No, but I mean, is it popular in Japan? Because I feel like those games don't sell here.
I have no idea.
Because really, who the fuck wants to race over Ridge?
It's a good pick-up and play game, but I mean, it just feels like I'm never going to actually. Like beat it,
right?
Because you know the races. There's like Grand Prix, and those consist of 4 races, and then there's like 3 different tiers of Grand Prix, and each tier has like 20 different Grand Prix races, and it's just it's the same levels, same cars, same things. But you know the gameplay is fun. It's a racing game. You drift and boost, and
it'll hold you over until Mario Kart.
Good. Yeah, exactly.
Has there been Mario Kart announced?
I started.
Yeah, there has.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. I started playing Mass Effect, finally.
Oh, really?
How do you like it so far?
It's good. I like it a lot.
Have you decided who you're going to have sex with? Blue girl or
human girl?
Racist girl?
I think...
Can you have a gay relationship in that game?
Nope.
No, you can't.
If you're a girl.
No.
Oh, if you're a lady, you can.
Well, technically, Liara is neither...
She's neither male nor female.
But she's got a great set of tits. So,
she's quote-unquote hermaphroditic, but she doesn't have a bulge.
Genderless.
I wanted to go after Tali, but I was informed that you can't do that.
Why?
No,
why?
You can't
stick with Ashley. Wait, you can?
No, you can't. I tried.
Oh, okay.
I don't understand what people had with Tali. What's so appealing there?
I really like the voice actress a lot.
Yeah.
Really? I thought you... I didn't like that character. I thought...
I like Tali.
Oh, I love her. She's awesome.
I don't know. Maybe I was just...
She and Ashley are my party.
So obsessed with maybe seeing blue boobs.
Well, Fox News was in such... They were up in arms about it.
But then when I found out Ashley was racist, I went after Ashley. And it turns out she has blue boobs. So it worked out. She dyes them.
Oh, perfect.
But not...
Oh, she dies
we killed,
them.
We let Kevin die.
Not she dies.
Okay. Yeah. No.
Got it.
Well, she can't. But.
All right.
She can
right,
die.
Sure.
It's like iRobot. She hated the aliens so much because her boobs were grafts from aliens. She lost her boobs in a car accident. Just like iRobot.
Like in The Great Gatsby.
Yeah, like in The Great Gatsby.
Wait, did he lose his arm in iRobot or did
yeah.
he?
Oh, no, his okay. boobs.
Oh, he lost his boobs.
Yeah. He got robot boobs.
I thought he lost his
plot. In Great Gatsby, Myrtle loses a boob and dies.
Ed does not get robot boobs.
No, she gets alien boobs. But the transplant doesn't work.
No.
She was listening to the transplants.
They couldn't make it better because they were already
okay.
huge.
Woo woo!
Moving on. Adam's News Hour. New gaming releases.
Oh, God.
Michael Jackson, The Experience on PS3, 360. Patapon 3 for PSP. Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell for 3DS. Yay. And Raving Rabbits for 3DS. Upcoming games on April 19th, there are a lot of
Portal
games.
Portal 2!
Portal 2, yes. SOCOM 4, Conduit 2, Prince of Persia Classic Trilogy HD.
Wait, SOCOM 4 is not out yet?
I don't think so.
I could have swore I saw some videos online set to metal music.
Beta?
Maybe. Well, because SOCOM 4 was supposed to use the Move, right?
Maybe it's beta.
Maybe. Final Fantasy 4 on PSP, April 30th. We have Jurassic Park coming out, Back to the Future Episode 4.
Which basically looks like Heavy Rain. Did you
four
see that?
Four different... Which one?
The Jurassic Park, the no, the Jurassic Park gameplay.
I haven't seen the gameplay, yeah, the gameplay, but I saw
it
part
plays,
of the trailer.
It plays like Heavy Rain.
How so?
Like, you have prompts and quick time events and stuff like that, and
okay.
to open a door you have to like pull on the right trigger, and if you let go, he'll just stop opening the door.
Interesting.
And it takes place simultaneously during the first movie's plotline.
Nice. I just watched the three movies the other day.
No, I watched the first one a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, the first one is by far the best.
Oh yeah, first one's incredible. It's a classic.
We have four different Reader Rabbits coming out for Wii
what?
On April 30th as well.
I didn't know Reader Rabbit
so
was still
for
a
those,
thing.
For those of you...
That's,
I know,
that's
right?
weird.
For those of you who are saying that Wii has no lineup this year, there you go.
Four
games
four.
Right
Reader
there.
Reader Rabbit! I know a lot of our listeners can't read.
I heard that Reader Rabbit's going to be
exactly,
playable in the new
true.
Smash
and
Brothers,
they're very
guys.
Young, too. Oh my god. No.
Yeah, well, and also, well, my dad works
see,
at Nintendo. He's also putting me and my friends in there.
That's what I wanted while I was playing Brawl. That's what I wanted while I was playing Brawl. I was like, oh man, I hope the next one
did
comes
you guys unlock
Rabbit.
Goku?
Yeah, did you guys unlock Goku or Sebulba? No. They're both in there. My friend, damn. His dad works at Nintendo. He was telling me about that.
It's funny because everyone we know works at Nintendo.
Yeah, everybody's dad works at Nintendo or at Hasbro and makes Star Wars toys of them.
That's awesome.
What?
This is these. No, these are lies that were told to me throughout my entire elementary school experience. I always had a friend who was like, yeah, my dad, he works at Nintendo, and he told me that he's going to put me in the new Smash Brothers. And I never believed those jerks.
Did you call him out on it?
I called him out on it, but I was wrong. My friend Sam is in Smash Brothers. It's crazy.
No, you can't call out kids when you're in elementary school.
Yeah, when you're a kid, you're just like, oh, cool.
Yeah,
you can
so
punch
nervous.
Him in the face.
This was also before like everybody had, I don't know, it was before the internet was fully fleshed out. And
I believed for the longest time that Luigi was unlockable in Mario 64.
Yes. Oh,
because
Mario 64,
I was told
yeah.
it.
Yoshi is. You can ride Yoshi.
Oh, totally. Okay, so gaming news. Nintendo 3DS is not selling all that well. In Japan,
it will
at least
when games
I haven't
come
seen
out.
Any numbers for America. Huh?
It will when games come out.
Hopefully.
I think it will.
So in Japan, it sold barely over half of the units shipped, and that was like a few weeks ago.
Well, I mean,
so,
they also
we'll
had
see.
A fucking nuclear meltdown in that guy.
Yeah, I know.
Country.
Seriously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that
I
thing.
I think they have some other priorities to be worried about.
What the fuck, Japan? Why aren't you buying Nintendo shit?
Well, they're saying that a lot of the kids there, like, affected by the earthquake are wanting video games, whereas, like, adults are needing food and water and stuff.
Okay, let's get this straight. Who makes all the money? I know you don't work. But... And this is surprising.
I know that Josh buys you all your video games. He's worried about food and water, and he's just buying you video games.
But that would be awesome.
No, that would not be awesome. It would
be awesome for me.
That's fucking retarded.
All I had to worry about was buying video games.
If all you did was just buy video games and play video games, I hope you die. I hope you die of starvation.
Don't worry, Alex, he will. I promise you, Adam will die one day.
I can't promise anything.
I'm
going to live forever. My friends told me so.
Just to spite Nick.
Your friend's dad who works at Nintendo.
Exactly. Harvest Moon was announced for DS and 3DS, so that's pretty cool. There's a Facebook app where you can share your 3DS friend codes if anybody's interested in that. It's called 3DS Friend Finder. We Play Motion is announced. It's coming out June 13th, and of course that's just going to be like We Play, but it uses the Wii Motion Plus, and it's going to come with a Wii Remote Plus. So everybody's going to buy that, and it's going to be number one top-selling game ever.
Yeah, I know.
Ocarina of Time comes out June 19th.
Yay!
Nobody gives a shit.
I'm not going to play it again. So.
Everybody gives a shit.
I'm buying.
Really? You're not?
No, Matt. No. I understand Matt's point. I played through that game once. So
I played through it multiple times and it's aged poorly. I don't really care. I'm sure the update.
If I ever get a 3DS, I was thinking about picking it up.
No, I'll buy it. I'll definitely buy it. That's when I'm going to buy my 3DS.
Good.
Oh, I did try a 3DS.
We can trade friend codes over Friend Finder.
Yeah, and we can play together, and Alex and Matt aren't invited.
Well, fuck. How'd you like it, Alex?
It was pretty cool. I played Pilot Wings at Best Buy. And at first I was like, I can't see shit. And then I realized you have to stand pretty close to it. But you actually have some wiggle room with it. I was actually surprised you had enough. No?
Do you not use the 3D at all, Adam?
No, I have the 3D on full 3D blast.
Sonic 3D blast?
I wish. If only. God. Do you see they're coming out with a new Sonic game?
Shut up. I hate you.
It's going to be so good.
This is going to be the good
old
one.
Old and new Sonic in the same game. I know it is.
I'm going to keep this part of the podcast. And on the episode that we're like, oh man, Sonic came out and it's getting the worst reviews ever, I'm going to be like, hey Adam, let me play something for you.
Yeah, Mega 64
It's going to be terrible. I'm very upset.
Did you see the Mega 64 video? Sonic. They had one called Sonic Tails. Sucks, and then Sonic Still Sucks was just released today. And it's hilarious. It perfectly sums up what I've been saying for so long.
I don't know why people continuously get excited for that game.
Well, it was fun. I think it was fun.
Yeah, 15 years ago.
So was your mom.
Sure. Oh.
Do people still play Leisure Suit Larry games when they come out?
Yeah. This is going to be the good one, guys.
This is good.
Well, if Amy or whatever showed her tits in Sonic,
gotta
have tits.
Pink ones. There you
pink
go.
I've seen blue ones. Never seen pink ones.
Right. We need a new color now. Come on, guys. Pokemon Black and White Global System Link came up today. Honestly, don't really know what that does. There isn't very much.
It's so you can play outside of your country. So you can play people.
Is that what it's for?
Yeah, you can play people in Japan or in Korea.
I was unaware that you could just. I didn't think you couldn't do that natively.
No, you can do that now.
Interesting. Well, do you know like what they're doing with? Because you take your game and like there's a number somewhere. I don't know if it uses your friend code or something else, but like you go onto Pokemon's website and like you can register it and like see all sorts of stats or something.
Oh, crazy. I didn't read about that.
I don't know. I'm gonna play with it later.
Wait, Scott,
maybe tomorrow.
Scott Stamps?
See what it does.
Send me your social security number and I'll look into that.
Oh yeah, totally.
Also your credit card information, please.
Mm-hmm, of course. And the PIN, you know, everything.
Yeah.
Microsoft, there's an interesting game coming out, Avatar Legends. It's
a sequel to Avatar the Game?
I wish. God. It's an RPG. It's going to use your 360 avatar.
This is an indie title, just to specify.
Yes, it is. And because of that, like, I watched the trailer, and it actually looked kind of cool until they got to the combat.
Yeah, the combat looks a little weird. It's cool that you can create your own worlds and your own, you can make your own RPG stories.
Mm, yeah. I mean, it says, you know, they've got a 10-hour single player. It's got 6-player co-op multiplayer, which is pretty cool. Yeah. And then, yeah, you can create not only your own levels, but you can create missions. So a lot of people are basically comparing it to RPG Maker for the 360, which it seems like.
Wait, that was on 360?
No. RPG Maker, like, Avatar Legends is RPG Maker for the...
Do they ever make an RPG Maker for PS3?
Nope.
They need to, because I used to love that game on PS1.
Oh, man, I'd love... Yeah, I'll probably play that game. It looks cool. I hope that the combat is good, because that does look pretty garbagey.
Yeah. Let's see what else. SSX is now... It was called Deadly Descent, but now it's just called SSX. It's going to have 3 major types of gameplay: survival, race, and trick. They haven't really said anything.
Did you see the developer diary where it showed some of the character animations and they talked more about the gameplay?
I did not, but I saw that there is a trailer up or gameplay up, and I didn't look at it yet.
It looks fantastic.
Good.
Yeah, it looks like SSX 3, and it looks great.
So it's going to be really, really good until they announced that it uses Kinect and Move.
Well, if they put in that feature, that's fine.
Additionally, it would be fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, it's
interesting what they're doing with the character design. Where
are they doing something different?
Yeah, the character design is more practical. So that, I mean, there's not like the character of Marisol in Tricky. Wore like a halter top, cleavage showing and stuff like that, but now everybody wears the appropriate snow attire.
So wait, where am I going to get my boners from?
Don't worry, they've invented this new thing called the internet.
There are boners there?
Yeah, you can order your boners from the internet. Okay. Yes. It ships to in 3 to 5 business days.
Amazon has plenty of them.
Listeners, if you want to send me a boner, do it. I'm waiting.
You have to remember, Matt, that our listeners are underage, and that is illegal.
Do we even have any listeners anymore?
I don't know.
Alex raises a good point.
I don't know. Are our listeners, are underage people not allowed to have boners?
No, they're allowed to have boners. Babies have boners.
I had so many boners when I was a kid, guys. I had boners like every day.
I didn't know why I had boners.
And they didn't haul you off to jail?
No. Well, I didn't tell anybody about them.
Except for those nice men on the internet. Right?
Yeah. Well, I have a question. Is there a day where you haven't had a boner?
Oh my gosh. What a question.
That's an interesting question.
Hold on. I gotta go do some soul searching. Yeah. If you know what I mean.
I mean, every day I've lived with my boner. Occasionally. Not all the time, obviously. I don't have ever lived. But I definitely probably had a boner every day.
I'm gonna try to go one day no boner.
One day no bones. I'm sure that's a day where you'd have a boner all day.
No bones Friday.
Guys, seriously, no boners today. I'll smell it if you get one. Oh gosh.
Okay, let's talk about something else, please.
Well, he can smell boners. This guy who I invented.
Oh god.
Yeah, boner enough. Sensing technology.
The boner part.
Enough, we're done.
Okay, maybe he wants to set. He'll like use sonar.
Oh my god.
He'll boner.
Let's talk about achievements. God.
He'll be able to. Like, the way that sound waves bounce off the boner compared to a flaccid penis is much different.
That's true.
Alex is a scientist and he confirms it.
Yeah, the sound waves will come back faster.
You have higher reflectivity. You have higher reflectivity.
But somebody needs to... Hold on.
Thank you, Alex.
I need to copyright Bonar.
I think I should be in on that copyright.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about something else, please.
Okay.
Can we stop talking about the news?
Yeah, we're done with news.
Oh, thank God, because I was going to say, I'd rather talk about boners than the news.
Oh, God.
Oh, and in the news, boners are at an all-time high.
This just in, boners.
Who is that?
I don't know. Some sort of old-timey radio newsman, I think.
Sounded like a rapper.
I wonder if there's an award for talking about boners for the longest time.
Rap news.
Okay, really? Let's spend as little time as possible, because I'm dying, talking about achievements.
Dying boobs?
I'm dying boobs.
I say. Okay.
Are we done for the day?
I mean, we could be. We've gone for an hour. Do we want to save?
I think.
The topic
maybe
for
we'll save
one?
The topic.
Plus, we did this in reverse. Yeah. We did the topic at the beginning.
Yeah, guys. I think this is a good enough podcast. What do you think? Let's email us.
Well, maybe we should announce what the topic is. Since we're doing everything backwards, we should just say that it's about market saturation.
That was about market saturation. Next week, join us for a discussion on achievements and other things from this generation of consoles.
Achievements.
If you want to email us any ideas you have, pictures of your boobs, dyed or undyed, only if you are a lady and only if you're over 18. If you are a man over 18, you can send us pictures of your boner, not of your boobs.
No, you haven't.
Or flaccid.
If you're under 18, send them to Nick.
No,
don't.
I don't want to go to prison.
Don't do that. But what you can do is if you're over 18, if you're a man, don't let that stop you. We won't enjoy them. I'm not going to say I enjoy it. But if you really need to show someone your boner, you know we're not going to spread it around.
Yeah.
We're not going to put it on a website. It's going to stay with us. So.
But what if that's what they want?
Then they can send it to a website. Send it to a different website. But WTPodcast@gmail.com for all your boner and boobs needs. Also, questions, answers. If you have an answer to a question we raise.
I'm not associated with this shit, all right? Whatever the fuck it is, I am not associated.
If you have anything, Alex, if you want to email Alex directly for boners, alex@alex.com. We'll get them directly to him. He got that.
I'm going
to
start emailing alex@alex.com.
Yeah, he got that website very early.
Alex. You can email him a birthday present. His alternate email at alex@internet.com.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to search for Alex.
Okay. Go to our boards, people. tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ztpsocialboard.proboards.com. Please, please sign up for our tournament because we want to do it. We want to play some Smash Brothers. Come on. Be a pal.
You might want to, but nobody else does.
I want to.
Yeah.
Matt said, email us, WTPodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, Zelda WT Podcast. Become a fan on Facebook, Zelda Working Title Podcast. And rate us on iTunes. Give us a million
stars. And send more fan art, because even though we made fun of the fan art, and it's been, you know, very shitty, we enjoy it. It's great. It's great to get fan art. So
send anything, really.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I saw something on Facebook. What was that fucking picture of, like, two people playing chess? It's like a park.
Oh, that was some of our fan.
Oh, that was that by Jean Piero?
Yeah, okay.
I think.
Yeah, Jean Piero. If you could email us.
Oh wait, he went. Didn't he go to Germany?
Yeah, I think he's in Germany right now.
He's gonna send pictures of our
Jean
Piero podcast cover.
I hope so.
Yeah,
but what?
Yeah, he's going to Germany.
He said he was gonna take pictures of our podcast cover in different places in Germany.
Yeah. But my question is, can you label your fan art of who is who? Because we can't figure it out.
There's better things to do in Germany than to fucking...
No, there's not.
There, Alex.
No, there's not. All they have is the Holocaust.
Yeah, it's still going on.
All right.
Or it never
you know
happened.
What?
I don't know.
Just put Adam's face on the Auschwitz and it'll be all right.
Aww.
Put it in the...
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
That's great.
That's a great idea. Way too far.
He didn't get to experience it. I think it's a part of his cultural history that he never got to witness for himself.
But I will if you put Gian Piero.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Okay. So we're done.
Memories.
Please
don't do that.
Talk to you.
Shut up.
Maybe next
week. I'm all kidding.
Maybe in a month. Maybe a month.
WTPodcast@gmail.com.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye guys.
Good night.